This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Well, curiouser and curiouser, the Bears season unfolding like a really poorly written horror novel.
Good morning, Molly. Happy Monday. Back to work. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. Yeah, what a weekend it was after the meltdown in Motown. Wow. And the Bears changed the direction of their franchise potentially with this move. That's the hope. I don't know how confident people might be about that. But Matt Eberflus is out after what was one of the dumbest,
like maybe the worst loss
stretches
you could think
in
of.
A game. One of the worst losses because of, as we said coming in, we all assumed that they would be overwhelmed and dominated physically.
Yeah.
Physically,
right.
The Bears held up and they were in a position to tie the game and take it into overtime. Mentally, they were inept. Listen, and they weren't ready for that.
They came back in that game.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, when I watched them interview Matt Eberflus as he's walking off, and he's like, oh, no, it's about to pop. I was just, you couldn't help but scoff a little bit because it was more prayer than plan, or it seemed as such.
Right.
And lo and behold, they come out, and they got back in that game. And he did a good job as a defensive coordinator. They shut down the Detroit Lions, and meanwhile, you saw Caleb Williams kind of pick him apart a little bit, bring him back.
He did it again.
He did it again. Go in,
yeah,
and then somehow,
well,
you have this incredible. I mean, honest to God, I mean, we were talking about it on the post game show that night. A high school coach should be fired for that. Like, you make these insults of, oh, you wouldn't have that happen at grammar school. It wouldn't happen at a grammar school. Like, that is about as basic a time management error as you're ever going to see. And then the lack of accountability in the postgame. The, like, You got a rookie quarterback? You got no problem throwing him under the bus.
Well, there's just no excuse for what happened. And that was clear the next day when he lost his job. And it was a fireable offense.
Yes.
And I think that when you look at the way the Bears responded, the only surprise wasn't in that, boy, that seems harsh. The only surprise was that whenever something happens for the first time, it raises your eyebrows because it's like, oh, they do have that in them. I didn't know if they did. I don't think we all assume that the Bears would do what I think everyone understood had to be done just because it was the McCaskies. They had never done this before in the midst of a season. But really, Matt Eberflus left them no choice. Let's be honest here. This was coaching incompetence.
No question.
And he was overwhelmed and overmatched for the job really from day one. The Matt Eberflus era will be defined by the fact that he was the coach of the season when the Bears were the worst team in the league and it allowed them to make the draft pick that they made or the trade that they made. That will be his legacy. The rest of it is forgettable.
It was coaching malpractice, malfeasance. Pick a negative word. And that's what it was.
Incompetence, ineptness, ineptitude, all the things.
It was shocking.
He had to go.
It was so bad.
He won't be a head coach again. I know we'll talk about this.
We'll
but
get to it.
There's no real
I think he could be a really good defensive coordinator
again in the NFL. But they found that out the hard way. And they found that out, frankly, in a way that the Bears never should have allowed them to prove. Because he was the wrong choice at that time. And it makes you wonder if they can make the right choice this time. Because this is even more critical than last time's hire was. Because now you do have a franchise quarterback. That's pretty clear. The one thing that is clear, actually, the two things that have become clear this season, Matt Eberflus is not an NFL head coach, but Caleb Williams is an NFL franchise quarterback.
I just hope that the difference in this thing was Kevin Warren. I hope that. I hope that Kevin Warren and his presence marked a new era in Bears football. In other words, if you were never going to fire a coach and you did so, it was on his watch. And I hope that he was the guy that said, hey, we can't have this. I've been waiting for him to do something, for him to kind of – we've always talked about is where they're going to play and will they get the building going and all that. I don't know that I want him leading the coaching search,
right,
which apparently is going to happen.
Sounds like it.
But I got to tell you, I do want someone sitting up taking notice and reacting to things.
I think that's a good way to look at it because without him here, I don't know if we're talking about this at this time.
Exactly.
So all the things that we can say about Kevin Warren remain true. You have concerns about what role and how big his ego will be in terms of being in front and wanting to do this and the lofty rhetoric. All the things that have been easy to maybe scoff at in the midst of the stadium project. But right now, this is strong leadership. This is somebody in that building stepping forward and saying, enough is enough. And if he's able to do that, and if he's the reason why, then I do think you have to take a step back and start to look at it. All right, now what? Are you thinking big? Are you going to be able to get the right guy? Do you value experience? What are you looking for? And I think Kevin Warren's role in this and fingerprints are all over this. Because, Molly, do you really think that Ryan Poles, I want to be respectful here, but do you really think that he had the gravitas to go to George McCaskey and say, we have to do this?
I don't know.
Flusie was his guy.
I know it happened.
He stood by his guy as long as he could until he couldn't.
I think that it's been a while. You know, we talk a lot about what great NFL coaches have said, et cetera. We talk about the Joe Gibbs thing. You know, you can lose a game, you can lose two games, you can lose a third game, somebody has to go. And they lost three in a row, and they fired the offense coordinator. Then they lost three more in a row, and then they fired the head coach. You can argue that the season was already in the balance, and they should have made this move a lot earlier. But it wasn't knee-jerk. They let him bury himself. Unfortunately, they buried their season while letting him do that. And that series of losses, that's about as bad a losing streak as you're ever going to see because of the way they lost those games.
Because you're 4-8, and you could justifiably say that they could be 7-5 or 8-4 if they had better late-game decision-making.
They're a better team than 4-8. I will say that.
They're a winning record. They're a winning roster.
It looks like they're hovering around 500 at minimum. But the reality is that their season was destroyed, and a lot of that is exactly what you said. You know, there were so many memes and so many. The funniest one I thought was there was a picture of like a completely burnt turkey, like Matt Eberflus timing, you know. Like game timing, yeah. Game time, I mean, management. I laughed there, at that. There's so many.
There's so many unserious ways to look at this, yes, that would make you laugh all show long.
But it was incompetent. And there's it, no way
it,
around
it. It came
that.
Down to that. Somebody was overmatched on the job couldn't handle all that encompasses an NFL head coaching job and position. And really, part of that is that if you wanted to fake it till you make it, you have to be good at managing perception. And you have to be good at the microphone part of the job, because frankly, that's not just a media thing. That's a fan base thing. And if you can convince your fans to believe in something, then you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
He never won it.
No.
He never earned it.
But David, you know, he lost his job the old-fashioned way. I mean, he didn't inherit the law. I mean, he just fell apart as a leader, decision maker in the biggest moments. There's no way around it. We talk about the special.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
That's the opposite. Yeah, that is the opposite.
That's the bungle.
This wasn't an aberration. This wasn't like, oh boy, he had a bad day. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. No. It says, oh my gosh, this guy really doesn't know what to do with 4 minutes or less left in the game. And those are the things that they could no longer tolerate, because They've got 53 players in that locker room, and I know there are only 5 games left, but this was spinning out of control dangerously, and they could not allow this to go on, especially after what reportedly happened in the locker room after the Lions lost.
Yes.
Jalen Johnson, quote, went crazy, according to The Athletic. Other players stepped in. Looking forward to getting DJ Moore's version of that story when we talk to him at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they apparently had to talk him off the ledge. He went blue on the whole thing, which you don't blame them. I mean, it was awful. But holy cow.
It was awful. And so now they hit reset, and Thomas Brown gets an opportunity to be the interim head coach. We'll talk about his impact and how likely it is that he's a real legitimate candidate, depending on what happens over the next 5 games. Mully, I think we'll talk throughout today and probably throughout the rest of the season about guys who are on a short list or guys who make sense and who don't. Because let's face it, it's speculation season now at Hallis Hall.
Well, and I mean, the reality is, I think The Athletic had 15 names. No one knows. No one knows exactly.
Yeah, they don't.
What they're looking at, what they're looking for, if they want someone they can control, if they want to hand over all the power, if they want the best candidate, if they're still looking for experience. Nobody knows.
This is still a traumatic experience for a franchise.
That's right.
They're still in recovery mode.
Yes.
They're trying to do whatever they can, even though they had the long weekend. They're trying to prepare for a football game Sunday in San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? They might be going in there at the right time, depending what the 49ers look like, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters about the opponent moving forward. What the Bears have to do, really, I think, priority one, is to get it together and look like a professional football team.
Right.
Sound like a professional football team. Stop the infighting. Stop the incompetence. And just look like you play in the NFL, and you're not an embarrassment to your city, to your franchise, to your fan base.
Thomas Brown went, and I think it was an 18-day rise from passing game coordinator to offensive coordinator to interim head coach.
You don't see that on Indeed.com.
Holy guacamole. And I like Thomas Brown.
Wow.
And he's done a good job. But are you endangering the good job he's done by adding a lot more to his plate? Is he going to bring in someone to help him with some of this stuff? Who are you leaning on if you're Thomas Brown, amid the staff that you were brought in to join?
That's a very good question, and I think it's probably something that is in the back of their minds, but they may want to act quickly if they have somebody in mind. If he has somebody in mind, don't you now have to, if you trust him enough to represent you as a head coach, and he will do that beginning today, if he has somebody who he has as a mentor that he thinks would help him feel more comfortable doing this, maybe you bring him into the organization. I don't know, Mully. I don't know that there's anybody who fits that criteria that you just described on the payroll or in the building now.
What about the old indie coach that he worked for?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about, like former
Frank Reich?
Frank Reich.
Frank Reich, very good friends with Matt Eberflus. You wonder about that dynamic or loyalty.
But, I mean, they need someone that can call a shot.
Somebody like that, yeah.
Just he needs help. I mean, you've got so much on his plate already.
Well, he's coming down to the field in all likelihood.
Well, I think he has to.
Yes.
You can't stay up in the box.
They've done that maybe for health reasons at some point in time.
How does that impact his job as play caller?
Well, I think he's going to have to do it from field level, and I think he's going to, if he's never done it before, it will be an adjustment. Look, you're throwing a lot at him,
and I'm certainly not
minimizing that, because I do think that it's something about the game, in-game dynamics that got Matt Eberflus fired,
yes.
And maybe they don't get any better now. But frankly, if they don't get any better now, worst case scenario is
they just keep losing.
They keep losing. What the worst case scenario has already occurred this season.
Oh, that's true.
You've been bad enough to fire your coach. You thought you were going to the playoffs. Now you're going on a coaching search. That's a big difference, as you know. Six straight losses in a division where the Vikings have won their fifth in a row. The Lions are the best team in the NFL. And oh, by the way, the Packers keep rolling. This is not what you wanted as December begins. You didn't want the gap to be widening between you and everybody else. You thought you were closing.
And I mean, I'm very curious to know, I think I understand there are 32 jobs in the NFL and each one is a glory in its own right. I just would be very curious to understand what the national perspective is. Listen, if I can come there and I've got power and I can control what I want to do, every job's a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel that the right people are going to make the right choice and they're going to get the right guy in here? Obviously, you got a quarterback, which is a different level of understanding about a job than a lot of jobs that people take. But I'm very curious to know if this is a good job or not.
Well, I think it's a fair question.
Exists.
And the perception is something that
only
the people outside House Hall, who might be on that short list or very long list, can answer. But I would offer this, and I think we'll continue to look at it. You get the candidate A in a room if you're trying to convince him that it is a good job, because I believe it is, and I believe it might be one of the best available because of this. Number one, this is a new day at House Hall. You can criticize Kevin Warren and all the things that we have said about his stadium project and his gravitas, but he did affect change. This is something they haven't done before.
I like it.
So you could argue that, okay, this franchise has changed. I'm here. It's going to be different. You're going to get whatever you want to succeed. Oh, by the way, I'd like you to meet your franchise quarterback. He's a rookie, and he's going to be a great one.
You can grow with him.
And you're in a city that you are going to be a legend if you could win.
No question about
it. And that's almost irresistible to people in the coaching profession, I would think. You got a rookie quarterback. You got a fan base that's starving for success.
How much power do you get? How much leeway do you get? How much money do you get?
You are the team president of the Bears. And the answer to all of those questions, if you have the right guy and have identified the guy you're passionate about, is whatever you want.
See,
whatever you want.
I know that's the right answer.
But it's not the answer they're likely to get, right?
But that is the question.
Yeah. Because we've all seen them not approach it that way before.
No, we've seen the protection of fiefdom. We've seen the idea that, well, we'll give you 3 years. We don't want to give you. We just paid this guy off. We saw that happen. Dave McGinnis didn't take the job when he was offered a shorter term deal. And he said, what am I supposed to tell assistant coaches? Well, you can tell them you have a longer contract. Lie to them was the advice he was given.
Yeah.
By a family
that
member.
Can't be the case.
That can't be
and
the
Kevin
case.
And Kevin Warren, I know we're putting a lot in front of him, but that's why he came here. He inherited
that's the job.
He inherited frankly Ryan Poles. He inherited Matt Eberflus,
right?
And he inherited the stadium situation. And he has slowly now, I think, been a part of those things being handled in the way that he sees fit. And he is. His eyes are going to have the vision, and I think he is going to be the guy that charts the course. I don't know, and we'll debate this as well. I'm not entirely convinced, 100% sure, talking to people and reading the tea leaves, Ryan Poles is probably safe. But
yes.
It's probably, yes. Mully. I don't think that after...
Well, I think he's probably safe. I also think that it's no longer, I've got all the juice and the power and you're working for me. I think at best for him, you're looking for someone to be sort of a co-leader of the team.
A partner.
You're not
a true
looking,
partner.
A true partner,
yeah.
With power. Like, for instance... I'm sure there are coaches out there that do not like the idea that the way they have rebuilt has not been on the line of scrimmage. And I wonder if that's going to change depending on who they bring
in. It's got to change.
Well,
it's gotta,
it does.
You got
to
find
change.
Somebody who wants to prioritize that.
Will he get out in front of that?
Hypothetically, if
not?
It's Mike Vrabel, and Mike Vrabel sitting
right.
across from Kevin Warren, and Ryan Poles is in the room with George McCaskey, and Mike Vrabel says, I want to have a say.
Yes.
In personnel decisions.
Of course.
You can't say no.
No, you can't.
And Ryan Poles, frankly,
yeah.
has lost the right to say no.
Well,
because his first choice and his decision to double down on him last January has lost him the right to say no.
The double down on him was the biggest problem I have.
I agree.
There's just no way around it.
You know, I agree.
Yeah.
And so now... They are going to go on this search and find somebody who, as you described, is going to want the juice, is going to want the...
I would think so.
And going to see the potential here.
Yeah.
And I do think there is potential here. Do you think that there will be hesitation by candidates?
I do. I think there must be.
Is it legit?
I think you have to have... Listen, you want to know what works in the NFL? The relationship between owner,
yeah.
coach, quarterback. I think that threesome is as important as anything. And I think there's different layers here, and I don't know that all of that would be ideal if I was a head coach coming in. And I think there are people that understand what you're saying, that this is a great job and that you win here and you're going to own the town and all that stuff. But I think there are enough examples in the league of places where it's hard to win.
I agree with you, and I'm not diminishing that at all. I just think that because it's a problem, George McCaskey, as chairman, has not won a playoff game, but he's presided over 4 general managers, 5 head coaches, and 9 offensive coordinators.
You'd have to have that information.
That is not continuity.
A long conversation about
that's not continuity.
No.
That's dysfunction.
Right.
And so you're right. So, I also look at it like that's balanced against the fact that, and maybe we are blinded a little bit, but you're in a great football city.
No question.
And you have such potential here. And if the fan base is so hungry for, you give them a morsel, you know, and it feels like a meal if it's just success. And how about coming into the season? They were coming off, Eberflus was 10-24 coming into the season. And people thought that this was going to be the year to get to the playoffs. And the excitement in August was so much fun. You get close and it's fun. You win, and you're a hero.
Well, I mean, I'm not arguing any of those things, but you know,
tough job.
The
though.
Reality of the NFL is that there are certain places where you can win. There are certain places where you can go in and effect change, and then there are places that operate under a dark cloud, and and for whatever reason, you are stymied in that quest.
It's understandable, and that's why we heard a couple weeks ago, before the job was even open, that Ben Johnson's representatives had maybe leaked, or Ben Johnson had showed some hesitation about if the Bears' job were open, he wouldn't be necessarily jumping at the opportunity because of everything we just described.
And then you go back and you think, well, you know, there were all these rumors about Caleb Williams. He wasn't going to come here. He wanted a piece of ownership, and he wanted not to be a part of it. Well, they got him. How good has that worked out for his career?
He's a
thus
part
far?
Of it. He's a part of it.
He's already gone through so much change. I think the kid has looked great. I think he's fantastic. That coach blamed him for not calling a timeout after mm-hmm. the game. That part of the accountability issue with Matt Eberflus is the way he handled those post games, all of them,
well,
during this losing streak.
If he got any advice, it was bad advice. I'm not convinced he did get any.
No.
And it was, I feel, a little bit duped because we were led to believe the Bears' communication structure had changed and it was going to smooth things out. And there was nothing smooth about anything that Matt Eberflus did. And there certainly was nothing smooth or professional about the way Friday was handled.
And you know what? I mean, I don't care about that because they got to the right decision. Mm-hmm. But you are so right. They botched the firing of the guy.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
They botched
it's
the firing so the focus wasn't on what they did well. There's too much distraction about how they botched it early.
And that, if that's not a warning shot to everybody lining up for this job,
league's paying attention.
Yeah, the league does pay attention. All right.